Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Santita Jackson Show. How many of you believe that without a vision, people perish? That's what the Bible says. But, you know, other people say if you see it, you can be it. So what about that? I mean, how does your attitude? Oh, I think my father used to say, not your aptitude will determine your altitude. You really have to have a good attitude. As Disney said, accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative. Well, Canada's Bianca Andreescu scored a surprise upset over Serena Williams at the U.S. Open this past weekend. Or was it really a surprise? See, she's been doing creative visualization for years. Her mother introduced her to the practice, and she says it helps her to stay in the zone, and she just never sees defeat. She sounded like Serena and Venus to me. Dr. Brenda Wade, noted psychologist, this is your platform. Please take me to class. Me and Lady B.
Oh, thank you, Santita. Thank you so much. You know, this is powerful. And if there's anything that can really change our lives, I want everyone to take notes and pay close attention, because we're going to be talking about secrets to creating the life you truly want, whether it's love, whether it's money, whether it's success, whether it's manifesting the job of your dreams. Creative visualization is simply making use of one of the most basic powers you have. That's the power of your mind, Santita.
How do we get it wrong? And how do other people get it right? Because I've been hearing from those people, like, you have the tennis rankings, and you have just rankings in all sport, and that's what's so fascinating. Yeah. You know, that the difference between, say, a Michael Jordan and everybody else was his mindset. The difference between Michael Jackson and everybody else, mindset. I mean, just mindset. I keep hearing that. What is that?
It's also true. Some of you may remember that the actor Jim Carrey, when his father passed away, had a check that he had written himself when he first moved to Hollywood, before he ever got a role. He wrote himself a check for $10 million. And the story is he kept that check posted on his wall. So he looked at it every single day. He looked at that check. And when his dad died, of course, he had made, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars, but he put that $10 million check in his father's casket to say, thank you, Dad. I have made my dreams come true. Now, let's break it down, Santita. You've all heard those sayings that you just quoted. And one of the things, you know, faith without works is dead. Be prepared. But one of the things we have to remember, we all say, seeing is believing, because if you see it with your own eyes, you're likely to believe it. Well, creative visualization harnesses the power of your brain by using the brain's power to see it. So you can write a check. You can write out, I am happily married to the spouse of my dreams. We enjoy a beautiful life together. We meet in a divinely perfect way. You can write that down. And then I know people who've cut out pictures of happy couples, people on their wedding days, people who are enjoying life together, and put that together. These are called vision boards. And every single January for the last 30 years, Santita, I have led a vision workshop and had people create vision boards. Now, may I just quickly go through the secrets?
Yes.
Our brains are programmable tools. Now, Santita, you and I have known each other a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, I was a scientist, and I studied neuroscience and did research with prematurely born macaque monkeys at the University of Washington Primate Lab before I went into the field of psychology working with people. And in looking at the monkey brains, one of the things we learned is the monkeys use their power of sight and smell to keep themselves safe, to live their lives. Well, we as human beings aren't trained the way the monkey mothers actually train their little babies to note the signs that something is going on and they're safe or not safe. Well, we can, as human beings, train our brains. And if you don't harness the power of your brain, you're missing out on one of the greatest resources you have. So the first step is to decide, what is it I want in my life? The next step is to write down, now this is important, write down a specific, measurable intention, such as, I meet and marry the person of my dreams in a divinely perfect way. This person is like this, and you put some key qualities. They're a person who believes in God. If you are a God-believing, God-fearing person, you want a person like that. This person is open-minded, open to learning and growing with me, if that's important to you. This person is healthy, body, emotions, mind, and spirit. And this person is available, ready, willing, and able to get married. And we create a beautiful life together. So you put your heads together and create the life you want. And then you put a date. I would like to meet that person by this date or sooner. And you make it a reasonable date so the universe can move on your behalf. And then you do what we call let go and let God. And of whatever faith or no faith, you simply say, I turn this over. I get out of the way. Now, this is important. We talked about the tennis star. She was prepared, Santita. She had done the work. Many people say, oh, I put up the picture, but nothing happened. Did you do the work? Did you go someplace where you're going to meet someone who is available? Did you actually put yourself out there? Were you ready? Did you smile at a prospective suitor? Were you dressed for the occasion? We have to be prepared. Have you worked on yourself so you could know how to communicate and be a good spouse? Faith without works is dead. We have to be prepared. Now, those are the first rules and the first steps, but here's where most people break down and it falls apart. I know from having worked with thousands of people in the trainings I've done on creating the life you want, every single January, we do this training. And one of the things is that people, A, don't do the work, or B, they create something that's more of a fantasy than it is the reality that they want to live. Now, this young lady had been practicing. She had coaches. She had teachers helping her get ready to win at tennis. And then she harnessed the power of her mind. She wrote it down. She visualized it. Now, we have been using the United States Olympic Committee has been training athletes to see themselves cross the finish line, see themselves run the perfect race, jump the perfect hurdle, do the perfect pole jump, so that you visualize it and you see yourself going through the actual steps. And they find that if you run the race mentally, or if you shoot from the free throw line in your mind repeatedly, your brain, when you step up to the line to do it, can execute it. So it takes mental practice. We don't just put up the vision board and go, oh, good, that's great, that's it. We must practice mentally. Is this making sense, Santita?
This is making perfect sense, and I'm just being quiet because I really do want to hear, because there are so many, I think that our society can really press people down, depress people. That's, you know, why we're seeing all of these medications about depression to artificially lift the spirit of those who don't have, say, a chemical imbalance. And I'm wondering how we get past that. That's why I had to call you today, because I was struck by the serenity of this young lady. Bianca Andreescu and her parents. They were not overly excited about anything. They weren't even stoic. They just appeared to be very relaxed. And I mean, and I've seen the same thing in Venus and Serena and in other champions. I read about Jim Thorpe, right? The great Native American athlete. They said before a race, he would be in a hammock swinging. And someone asked him, what are you doing? He said, I'm envisioning winning the race.
Exactly. There you go. And the other thing about the hammock is if you're swinging in a hammock, you're creating rhythm and vibration that's in tune. So your brain goes into what we call entrainment. You're training your brain with that rhythm and vibration. So while you're envisioning, your body is moving. So one of the secrets to creative visualization is that repetition. Everybody write this down. If you don't remember anything else that Sandita and I talk about this morning, repetition programs your brain. If you say something negative over and over and over, you're going to get to live that negative scenario. Mm-hmm. So be careful what you say. If you look for what's negative over and over and over, you're going to get to see that manifest in your life. Now, flip that over and remember to say positive things, to look for positive things, to look for the fulfillment of your dreams, and have your creative visualization tool. Now, here's the key. Have it right next to your bed. So the last thing you see as you close your eyes is the picture of what you choose to manifest in your life, because your brain is dropping into what we call the theta zone. That's the zone where the brain and the subconscious mind are at work. So you're imprinting the subconscious. Now, the subconscious, Santita, is two-thirds of your mind. Conscious mind is only one-third. So we have to program the one-third and the two-thirds over and over and over again. You hold that positive intention that you've written. Then you have the pictures. You look at the pictures. You imprint your brain with the pictures. And then you look for the good. You speak the good. If somebody says, how are you? You say, I'm fabulous. This is one of the secrets from Think and Grow Rich. When Napoleon Hill wrote the book, it was Napoleon Hill, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Wrote Think and Grow Rich. Every day people would say, how are you? He said, I'm great. I'm wonderful. Life is terrific. So did Stone. What was his first name?
Clement Stone?
Clement Stone.
Yes.
Clement Stone's son here in San Francisco is an old friend of mine. We used to work together when I first started my career. He told me that on his dad's deathbed, his dad was 100 years old or close to it, and they said, Dad, how are you doing? And every day of his life, his father had said, I'm great. Life is terrific. Everything is wonderful. And they said, Dad, how are you doing? The last words he ever spoke are, I'm great. Life is terrific. Everything is wonderful. His wife of 60 years was at his side. His son was sitting there holding his hand. And those were his final words. And he passed from this world just like he had lived it. And he left a magnificent fortune behind that his family has generously given away in so many productive ways, Santita. So everything we say over and over and over has to be positive. Everything we think, positive. Everything we look at, positive. That we are following through. Now, the last piece, this is critical, is we must do the work. Now, how does the work look? If you're a tennis pro, you better be on the court with coaches. If you want to have a happy marriage, you better learn how to have a happy marriage. And you know, that's my sweet spot, Santita. We have to learn. Most of us spend more time learning to drive a car than learning how to be in a relationship. Whatever it is you want to manifest, everything you want to create, you must also be prepared. You have to know, what are the five C's? If you use C's in a relationship, you'll destroy it. Criticism, control, contempt, combativeness, and coldness will destroy your love. You have to know your five A's. These will guarantee a happy love. I'm just going to throw them out there. Is that all right, Sandy?
Oh, please, yes.
So your A's are appreciation, affection, admiration. Allow the other person to be themselves and accept them for who they are and love them. Accept and love them for who they are. Those are your five A's. That's your money in the bank. Whatever it is you want, you must be prepared. If you want wealth, you better be in a wealth creation class, learning how to invest. You don't have to start with a lot of money to be an investor. You can join a group. There's a group. I have a friend who started a group back in the day. You only needed $5. Everybody put their $5 together and bought some stock. And then the next week, $5 again. And those ladies have built up a stock portfolio starting with $5, Santita. So whatever it is you want to create in your life, be prepared. Jim Carrey moved to Hollywood. He worked, I think he was flipping burgers or something like that, and he started going to acting classes. He started showing up when they had cattle calls for people trying out for roles. And he had that $10 million check, and he envisioned himself as a star. And the rest, as we say, is history.
How could, you know, women and, you know, let me not just ask a question, because I've got Maria from Humboldt Park who's called in. Let me let her meet you. Maria, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Is this what you wanted to hear this morning, Maria?
Oh, fabulous. You know, I love all your topics, and you have great guests, you know, and speakers and so on. But this one is really interesting because I realized that I was working my vision board to get a house, to get my place, and didn't even realize that that's what I was doing. I put it on. I cut out a photo. I put down what my intentions were. And then I started listening to Muddy House on Saturday morning. I was still a tenant, thinking I would learn a lot once I become an owner.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And have you manifested your house, Maria?
Yes, I did.
Yay! Good for you.
Where's that applause for her?
I did the same thing, Santita. I bought a home. Now, are you ready for this?
Yes.
I bought it at a time when I didn't have any money.
Oh,
I wrote down 17 things that I wanted in this home, the neighborhood I wanted to live in. And of course, once I wrote the intention, I started piecing together every penny I could, but I didn't have enough for a down payment. And so I wrote out a scenario that I would be able to buy a home with the lease option. I'd be able to lease it with the option to buy it. And I called up a realtor and I said, this is what I want. I want this kind of financial deal. And I want this kind of, you know what the realtor told me?
Mm.
Nobody's going to give you that kind of deal. I said, yes, someone will. And this is what I did. I drove through the neighborhood I wanted to live in every single night on my way home. And I was living in a friend's apartment at the time, because I had gone through a very, very difficult period in my life, Santita. And I was living in this little basement apartment, and I drove through the neighborhood with my windows down, and I said, with the help of God, I will have a beautiful home in this neighborhood. And the realtor told me, this is a true story, Santita, nobody's going to give you that deal. But he took the list I gave him of what I wanted, right down to the color of the granite on the kitchen counter. And he said, well, you know, he called me, said, I found a place. I think it's what you want. I said, great, let's start negotiating. The owner turned down my deal. The realtor said, I told you. I said, no, nope. If it's supposed to be mine, it'll come back. Meanwhile, we're going to keep looking. 6 weeks later, Santita, that same owner had not gotten an offer, called the realtor, said, does she still want that place? When he said that, I said, yes, I want it. We signed the paperwork. The next day after the paperwork was signed, the owner got two other offers. Too late. They had signed with me.
And there you have it. And that is why...
That is how it works.
and that is why you're going to come back to the show, Dr. Brenda Wade, and talk about this some more. I mean, I've got my... We got Tony back. No, Tony came back. Tony, bless your heart, we're so loving you today. And Anna is here, and all of my sisters here, Lorraine, have joined in. And we want you to come back, and we're going to start doing this on a regular basis, Lady B, because in about less than a minute, Dr. Wade, how can we get in touch with you, and can you apply this in this political season?
You know what I'm going to do? We need to apply this more than ever. In times where things seem polarized and negative, we must bring this positive energy to our lives, to politics, to everything that we do. And Santita, may I offer all your listeners a free teleseminar on the power of creative visualization and how to use it?
Yes.
Anybody who wants that, all you need to do is either send an email into my dear friend Santita Jackson, or send it to me. My email is love, L-O-V-E, at docwade.com, docwade.com. So it's love at docwade.com, and just say, want the free teleseminar on creative visualization, and we will make sure that you are signed up for this free class.
Well, you know, and we're going to...
Yeah, I'll send you the info. You can post it, Santita.
Please.
But everyone needs to take this class. And you need to teach your children how to harness the power of their minds, just like this tennis pro, Andrea's mom, taught her how to do it.
And like Richard and Orsine Williams taught Venus and Serena.
That's right.
And, I mean, that's what Tiger Woods' father taught him. I mean, we've seen...
That's right.
We've seen this. We've seen it. And, you know, and... It can change our personal lives, and it can change our country, and it can change our world. We are but a changed thought away from heaven. What does the Lord's Prayer say? Lord's Prayer does say, you know, we want, you know, as it is, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Earth,
it's already been done.
It is in heaven.
We've got to change our thinking. Change it. Dr. Brenda Wade, love at docwade.com. Love. At DOCWADE, and she's going to come back so that we can continue to walk through. I think we should just go out and start a seminar here. We're going to do that. We're going to do that with Dr. Brenda Wade. Everybody, we're going to be talking about politics, and we're going to keep it elevated here. Ronald, I'm going to come to you because I want to find out as soon as we get back what you think about tonight's debate. What will the frenemies do? I'm trying to be positive, and I am, because I think that you can disagree without being disagreeable, and that's what's wonderful about these debates. It gives us an opportunity to hear. Now is the time for you to hear what everybody has to say. You don't have to talk about electability now. No, you need to have selectability. You need to find out who you want and press people to give them what you need, to offer that up. More of the Santita Jackson Show on WCPT 820, the nation's largest progressive talk radio station. I just love Dr. Brenda Wade. I do. We can change our thinking, elevate our bright vibration. Look, I'm working on it myself, honey. I'm a work in progress, everybody. I love you. We'll be back with more of the Santita Jackson Show in just a few minutes.